This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The U.S. Supreme Court Friday took the dramatic step of overturning the 1973 landmark Roe v. Wade decision that protected abortion rights, the ruling that legalized it nationwide. U.S. President Joe Biden says he'll try to preserve access to abortion. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president says the court did what it's never done before, expressly stripping a constitutional right, and it cannot be allowed to have the last word.
This is not over.
Urging voters to elect more Democrats who will turn Roe's protections into federal law, while he calls it a sad day.
Americans celebrate this historic victory.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy and other Republicans rejoiced, saying it's the culmination of a nearly half-century push against Roe. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi sees it differently.
It's a slap in the face to women.
And joined the president in urging voters to put abortion on the midterm ballot. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Biden administration remains committed to reproductive rights globally, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Friday, hours after the country's Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion in the U.S. He said in a statement that his agency will do everything to ensure that all its employees have access to such services. Meanwhile, U.S. lawmakers sent President Biden the most wide-ranging gun violence bill Congress has passed in decades.
On this vote, the yeas are 234, the nays are 193. The motion is adopted. Without objection, a motion to reconsider is laid upon the table. The motion is adopted.
The bill that passed the House Friday is a measured compromise that at once illustrates progress on the long, intractable issue and the deep-seated partisan divide. This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky addressed crowds attending the Glastonbury Music Festival in England Friday. Speaking by video made available by Solent University, Zelensky urged people to spread the truth about Russia's invasion of Ukraine, and he promised resolve.
We will not let Russia's war break us, and we will want to stop the war before it ruins people's lives in other countries of Europe, Africa, Asia, Latin America. They are all under threat now.
A U.S. court Friday put on hold the health regulator's decision to order all of Juul Labs' vaping products off the American market over safety concerns. A federal appeals court in the U.S. Capitol issued a temporary stay of the Food and Drug Administration's ban of sales of Juul e-cigarettes, imposed over the vaping giant's failure to address, quote, the toxicological profile of the products, end quote. The court underscored that its ruling was not a reflection on the merit of the case, but was needed to give itself more time to study it. It is brutally hot in much of the world. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
The heat is shattering records in many places. Here in the U.S., it hit 100 degrees in at least 15 states yesterday. It was 104 in Macon, Georgia, 102 in College Station, Texas. 30 million Americans have been under some kind of heat advisory. Overseas, the heat broke records in parts of China and Japan. And in Turkmenistan, it was 114. Texas A&M climate scientist Andrew Dessler says this is miserable. Some people can't afford air conditioning, and even if you can, he says you're stuck inside. And he reminds us of those who have to work outdoors in the sweltering heat. I'm Rita Foley.
The World Bank Friday agreed to provide $715 million in grants and loans to Ethiopia, which has been ravaged by drought and a devastating conflict, the country's government said. Several international partners have suspended aid since the outbreak of conflict between the federal government and rebels in the Tigray region in November 2020, which has become a humanitarian crisis. The ministry said the funds will be used to, quote, finance the improvement of the resilience of food systems and food insecurity preparedness. Leaders of Commonwealth nations are meeting in Rwanda's capital to tackle climate change, tropical diseases, and other challenges deepened by the COVID-19 pandemic. The Summit for Commonwealth Heads of State in Kigali culminates meetings this week that officials said yielded some success. And recapping our top story, the U.S. Supreme Court Friday took the dramatic step of overturning the 1973 landmark Roe v. Wade decision protecting abortion rights. Via remote.